This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for Part 2 of the show. And in the showcase today, it's Part 2 of the musical theme, Giving, songs that have give in the title. And for the countdown today, we've gone back to the second weekend of September in 1944. And this is a presidential election year. And the current president, Franklin Roosevelt, will be running for a fourth term. He'll be opposed by Thomas Dewey. And the answer man on the Mutual Radio Network traced the family tree of the two candidates and discovered that 10 generations back, they have common ancestors. That makes them seventh cousins once removed. This year's Miss America is Miss Washington, D.C., Venus Ramey. The 19-year-old secretary became the first redhead to win the crown. Her vital stats, 5'7", 125, 36.5, 25, 37.5. Roving correspondent for Scripps Howard Newspapers, Ernie Pyle, has announced that he'll be coming home from the battlefields of France. He says, "I've been 29 months overseas, nearly a year on the front line. My spirit is wobbly and my mind is confused." He added that as soon as he's rested up, he hopes to head off to the Pacific. And the newest American star is Smokey Bear. The U.S. Forest Service and the Wartime Advertising Council released posters featuring Smokey for the first time on August 9th. Well, now let's get back to the countdown this weekend in 44, and we pick up at number 5. And once again, here's Helen Forrest.
Time waits for no one. It passes you by. It rolls on forever, like the clouds in the sky. Time waits for no one, goes on endlessly. It's just like a river flowing out to the sea. You'll find that love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never, ever return again. So don't let us throw one sweet moment away. Time waits for no one. Let's take love while we may.
That's 26-year-old Helen Forrest with record number 5 this weekend in 1944, Time Waits for No One, accompanied by the Tutti Camerata Orchestra. Last week it was at its peak at number 2, and the song was featured in the film Shine on Harvest Moon. And Helen was in two movies that came out this summer, Bathing Beauty and Two Girls and a Sailor. Well, summer was nearing its official end here in September of 81 years ago, and we have more headlines from the war. From Southern Europe and the U.S. 5th Army, launched an assault on the Gothic Line in Italy, joining up with the 8th Army. Hitler is ordered a withdrawal from Greece, as his ally Bulgaria withdraws from the war against Russia and declares its neutrality. And the Soviets marched into Sofia this weekend. and the Romanians have signed an armistice with the Soviets. To the Pacific, organized Japanese resistance on Guam finally ended on August 10th. More than 18,000 Japanese died. The U.S. lost more than 1,700. To Britain now, and London was hit by a V-2 rocket for the first time on September 8th. However, this week, the city's nighttime lights will go on again. Not all the lights yet, but the 5 years of total blackout will be over. And with plans now turning to a post-war world, economic security is a concern. And back in July, many nations gathered in New Hampshire to discuss that very issue.
At Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, delegates from 44 allied and associate countries arrived for the opening of the United Nations Monetary and Financial Conference. Invited by President Roosevelt to the first major world financial meeting since the London Conference of 1933, they will work in the seclusion of this White Mountains resort. United States Treasury Secretary Morgenthau heads the American delegation. On the opening day, in his role of acting conference president, he addresses the meeting. To be discussed are plans for the stabilization of world currencies. All agreements must be ratified by the governing bodies of the nations involved before becoming effective. These meetings are designed to promote trade in the post-war world and to create a foundation for lasting peace.
The Bretton Woods Agreement established the International Monetary Fund and the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. The main feature of the system was the responsibility for each country to adopt a monetary policy that maintained the exchange rate of its currency within a fixed value in terms of gold. And back on the countdown this week, Bing Crosby was in the money. Three singles in the top 10, including this one at number 4.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
After spending 4 weeks at number 1, Bing Crosby drops to number 4 with I'll Be Seeing You, accompanied, of course, by the John Scott Trotter Orchestra, and that was the flip side of another number 1 hit, I Love You. I'll Be Seeing You was written by Sammy Fain and Irving Cahal for a 1938 Broadway musical, Right This Way, which closed after just 2 weeks. But 6 years later, Bing Crosby has made I'll Be Seeing You a standard, and a movie of the same title would come out at the end of the year. It had a Christmas theme, and it starred Ginger Rogers and Joseph Cotton. Oh, and by the way, I'll Be Seeing You is still at number one on your hit parade this weekend, brought to you by Lucky Strike on CBS Saturday night at 9. Well, over on the Harlem Hit Parade, the number one record this week is Hamp's Boogie Woogie. This is Lionel Hampton. Hampton's Orchestra with the leader on the piano and Hamp's Boogie Woogie, number one on the Harlem Hit Parade this weekend in 1944. It stayed atop that chart for 7 weeks. Also today, we have a musical theme of giving, and it's episode number two. And I have a couple of titles here where Benny Goodman is a supporting player. Actually, it's his orchestra in this first one from 1942, featuring Art Lund at the microphone. Let's give love a chance.
Give love a chance, let's not rush the breakup. There is always time to say we're through. I don't think we're giving love a chance.
do you?
Let's give love a chance. There's so much to take up, darling, with our hearts against the wall. I don't think we're giving love a chance at all. We can't just merely hold something dearly, then let it go so casually. I think sincerely, if we think clearly, we'll never set each other free. So let's save our romance while we still can save it. While the music plays, why stop the dance? Darling, let's be fair and let's give love a chance.
There's Benny Goodman's band with vocalist Art Lund. He was teaching high school math in Kentucky and working as a musician in his spare time when he left to become a band singer. He bounced around with a couple of outfits and then landed a gig with Benny Goodman. And he originally billed himself as Art London, as he did for that record, Let's Give Love a Chance, recorded 3 days after Pearl Harbor. And you heard Bernie Priven on the trumpet and the Tinkling Ivories from Mel Powell. Well, next you'll hear a younger Benny Goodman on this 1933 recording by Annette Hanshaw. This is Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love.
I'm weary of worry and weary of the blue. I'm weary of wanting the love that you refuse. I'm weary of waiting. I win you or I lose. I'm wasting away my youth. So tell me, but tell the truth. I'm a slave to you. Don't you want the heart I gave to you? You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You're so dear to me. I'm in heaven when you're near to me. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty, oh, give me love. You've been kind of strange. Why the sudden change? Do you want somebody new? I'd be glad to share all your grief and care, but never will I ever share you. I'll be all your own. Yours to have and hold and call your own. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. Call your own. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine. Give me liberty or give me love.
One of the biggest stars of the late 20s and early 30s, Annette Hanshaw. She was voted America's most popular female singer in 1934, but she was far from a diva. She was kind of shy. She never listened to her own records. And while she was a hit on radio, she didn't really like the medium. She was afraid of making mistakes. And she was happy to share the spotlight with the musicians who backed her up, which is why she got some of the great jazz players to accompany her. For instance, on that song, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love. As mentioned, Benny Goodman clarinet, Sterling Bowes trumpet. Not sure about the saxophonist, but I think it's Adrian Rollini. On violin, Joe Venuti, and the pianist, Fulton McGrath. And they made that record in 1933. And it's one of the giving songs that we offer up today on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, and today it's the second weekend of September in 1944. And now it's movie time. A cartoon for us, there's Plain Daffy. Daffy Duck is a courier delivering a military secret. There's Buckaroo Bugs. Our favorite rabbit is the carrot-stealing Mask Marauder. And brand new from the Three Stooges, Gents Without Sense. Mo, Larry, and Curly are actors. And they break out an old vaudeville routine.
How do you like a guy like that? I say hello, pal, sort of friendly, and just because I say Niagara Falls, Niagara Falls! Slowly I turn. Please not. And step by step. Inch by inch.
No, please not.
I step by step. And I knock. And I knock.
Also in the movie houses this weekend, we head out west with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans in San Fernando Valley. Roy sings a bit, of course, and there's lots of singing in Atlantic City with Constance Moore, Jerry Colonna, Paul Whiteman, Louis Armstrong, and many others. For laughs, there's The Impatient Years with Gene Arthur and Lee Bowman. Abbott and Costello star in Society. The Doe Girls has Ann Sheridan, Alexis Smith, Jane Wyman, and Jack Carson. And Carson can also be seen in Arsenic and Old Lace, starring Cary Grant with Josephine Hull and Jean Adair.
Now, Mortimer, don't be so impatient. We'll let you lick the bowl after a while.
Lick the bowl? Dear. I don't want to lick the bowl. I want to know what we're going to do.
Well, we're going to celebrate, dear.
Celebrate? But look, Aunt Martha, there's a body in the window seat.
Yes, dear, Mr. Hoskins.
Oh, I know what his name is. I just want to know what we're going to do. Well, can I turn you over to the police?
Well, for pity's sake, stop worrying about it. We told you to forget about the whole thing.
Forget? Look, my dear Aunt Martha, can't I make you realize that something has to be done?
Now, Mortimer, you behave. You're too old to be flying off the handle like this.
But Mr. Hoskins!
Hoskins, dear.
Well, whatever his name is, he's dead and you can't leave him in there.
Well, we don't intend to, dear.
No, Teddy's down in the cellar now, digging the lock.
And for the dramas, we have Kismet with Marlena Dietrich and Ronald Coleman. When Strangers Marry, Dean Jagger, Kim Hunter, and Robert Mitchum. Till We Meet Again has Ray Milland and Barbara Britton. And the outstanding Double Indemnity with Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck.
He'll be in then.
Who?
My husband. You were anxious to talk to him, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, but I'm sort of getting over the idea, if you know what I mean.
There's a speed limit in this state, Mr. Neff. 45 miles an hour.
How fast was I going, officer?
I'd say around 90.
Suppose you get down off your motorcycle and give me a ticket.
Suppose I let you off with a warning this time.
Suppose it doesn't take.
Suppose I have to whack you over the knuckles.
Suppose I bust out crying and put my head on your shoulder.
Suppose you try putting it on my husband's shoulder.
That tears it. 8:30 tomorrow evening, then.
That's what I suggested.
Will you be here, too?
I guess so. I usually am.
Same chair, same perfume, same anklet.
I wonder if I know what you mean.
I wonder if you wonder.
Ah, superb dialogue, coolly delivered by Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck. Double Indemnity, playing at the cinema this weekend in 1944. And we're back to the countdown now, finding the Mills Brothers at number 3.
You always heard the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart With a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose, crush it till the petals fall.
You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So
last night, it's because I love you most of all.
The Mills Brothers are enjoying quite a comeback here in the 40s. Last year it was the blockbuster Paper Doll. And here in September of 44, You Always Hurt the One You Love. Number 3 this week on a slow climb to number 1, but it would hold the top spot for 5 weeks and be a million seller. Well, let's give you another bonus platter from this weekend 81 years ago. Here's Andy Russell.
Amor, amor, amor. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, amor. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word that I love to hear. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine and love me only. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de mí de la esperanza. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma. Sentir que tus besos anidaron en mí igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que tus besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor, mi amor, nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, amor, mi amor, nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma.
Amor made it to number one on your hit parade. And the version by 25-year-old Los Angeles native Andy Russell hit number five on the Billboard sales chart here in 1944. Well, let's get back to our giving records now. And this one's a 1939 cut from the Charlie Barnett Orchestra. I Wouldn't Give That for Love. Charlie Barnett's band from February of 1939, I Wouldn't Give That for Love. Judy Ellington on the vocals and the arrangement by Billy May. We're giving at the office again today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we've gone back to the second weekend of September in 1944. And now let's check out sports. In baseball this weekend in the American League, one of the tightest pennant races in a long time. Over the last couple of weeks, the lead changed hands four times. But as it stands after the games this Sunday, it's Detroit on top by a half game over the Browns. And Detroit was nine back on August 1st. The Yankees are two games back, and the Red Sox have fallen off the pace after they lost their leading hitter Bobby Doerr 2 weeks ago to the Army. In the National League, the Cardinals are running away with it. And in the Archway City, they're hoping it's an all St. Louis World Series. And they got it. The Browns would win the American League on the last day, but the Cardinals would win the championship in six. And that's a check on sports. Well, baseball was about all the sports we had here in 1944. And we're back on the countdown this weekend, 81 years ago, up to number 2 with another version of I'll Walk Alone. Here's Dinah Shore.
They call no date. I promised you I'd wait. I want them all to know I'm strictly single.
Walk Alone, that's Dinah Shore, climbing to the runner-up spot this week in 1944. It would get to number one and stay there for 4 weeks. Let's give you another Seems Like Old Times extra from this weekend in 44, and on the charts was the very first single for Evelyn Knight, Dance with a Dolly.
As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the wall, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight. I'm gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, while the knees keep a knocking and the toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, dance by the light of the moon. Mama, mama, put the cat out tonight, the cat out tonight, the cat out tonight. I worked all day, I'm gonna scat out tonight, and I won't be home until dawn. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, knees keep a knocking, toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, by the light of the moon. More kisses than a candy store, candy store, candy store. store, sweeter than I've ever had before. Still I cry for more. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, while the knees keep a knocking and the toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon, dance by the light of the moon, by the light of the moon.
26-year-old Evelyn Knight from Reedville, Virginia, and her debut single, Dance with the Dolly. She was accompanied by the Camerata Orchestra. Number 16 on the jukeboxes this week, it would top out at number 6. We've dusted off the records from September 1944 on Seems Like Old Times. Coming down the home stretch of today's Seems Like Old Times. And before we wrap it up, just want to remind you about the website. It's oldtimesradio.com. You can follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter. And the email address is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, time for one last record from our musical theme of giving. Here's the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra, I Give You My Word. Mainly know Mitchell Ayers for backing up the Andrews Sisters and Perry Como for many years. Well, he had his own orchestra in the 1940s called Mitchell Ayers and His Fashions in Music, and they had a number one hit in 1940, Make Believe Island. That same year, they recorded that song, I Give You My Word, and the featured vocalist, Tommy Taylor. We've given all we can. We're out of records, at least for our musical theme of giving today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record from this week in our Spotlight Year 1944. But first, the top news story of the day. And of course, it came from the war, the European theater. The beginning of the ambitious Operation Market Garden.
Part of the greatest airborne army the world has ever known. A 285-mile-long skytrain crosses the English Channel and seizes strategic points in Holland. Among them, Arnhem, where one heroic group was trapped. The Nijmegen Bridge over one arm of the Rhine, and this objective at Eindhoven. British and Americans roll through Eindhoven, where the Dutch give them a rousing welcome. Meanwhile, Patton's third recaptures part of the Maginot Line. The Germans had replaced French 75s with heavier Krupp guns pointed west. The Yanks promptly point them toward Germany. Eupen, taken from Belgium in 1940 and considered by Hitler as German territory, falls to the Allies. General Eisenhower told the occupied zones, "We come as conquerors, but not as oppressors."
Albert Groby from the Universal Newsreel, reporting in part on Operation Market Garden, Bernard Montgomery's plan to end the war by year's end by going around the Siegfried Line. Before the operation started, it seemed to the Allied High Command that the German resistance had broken. Most of its 15th Army in the area seemed to be fleeing from the Canadians. The 1st Allied Airborne Army dropped in Eindhoven, Nijmegen, and Arnhem to secure bridgeheads as the British 2nd Army pushed north into Holland from Belgium to link up. But the main bridge in Nijmegen is held by the Nazis, and so is the one at Arnhem. And problems bogged down the British 30th Corps. It advanced only 7 miles on the first day, and by day's end, the operation was 18 hours behind schedule. A little more than a week later, the operation ended as a failure. Market Garden did not establish a bridgehead across the Rhine. That was the top news story from this weekend in 1944. Meanwhile, back here at home, the top record in the USA is the 33rd number one for Bing Crosby.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Bing Crosby and the John Scott Trotter Orchestra, Swinging on a Star. A million seller written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen for Bing's latest movie, Going My Way. And singing background, the Williams brothers, which included Andy Williams. It's Bing's 4th number one of the year, spending 9 weeks atop the charts, including this weekend in 1944. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.